Chapter 10. He conquered Satan. This was the greatest event of the eternities. The eternal Son was justified, made alive in spirit, and put off from himself the principalities and the powers, making a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He triumphed over Satan. He conquered the hosts of hell. He stripped Satan of the authority and dominion that he had taken from Adam at the fall. You were with him when that battle took place. You were identified with him, just as you were identified with him when he was crucified, when he died, when he was buried, when he was made alive, when he was justified. You were with him in that victory over the adversary. It was your victory, not his. He did not need to fight that battle. He did it for you. When he conquered the adversary and stripped him of his authority in the mind of the Father, it was as though you had done it. You are Satan's master today, just as Jesus was when he arose from the dead. Just as Jesus conquered the adversary during his earth walk, you can conquer him today. It means your mastery over the works of Satan. It means that you are expected to do the works that Jesus began. This was the end of defeat and failure. This was the beginning of a new era. It is time that we appreciated what God has done for us in Christ. It is time that we appreciated what it means to be a member of the body of Christ, that we appreciate the position in which He has placed us and the authority He has given us in the name of Jesus. When He defeated Satan, it was our victory. We are now the righteous victors. We are Satan's masters. We now reign as kings in the realm of life through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Satan cannot lord it over us any longer. Disease is under our feet. We are new creation sons. There is no problem of faith. We are His children. All things are ours. 1 Corinthians 3:21. All things are yours. We need not have faith for the things that are ours. Let us thank Him and go out and enjoy the fullness of this marvelous redemption.